After agreeing to meet her at the juice bar in Nordman's Fitness Center, Jesse began to pack up. As he left his office, he stopped by Molly's desk. "Would you do me a favor, Ma?" he said.
"That depends," she said.
"Will you please phone Captain Healy's office and ask if he could stop by my place on his way home this evening?"
"Is it business or personal?"
"Excuse me? Is it a business call or a personal call?"
"What difference does it make?"
"I'm not your social secretary, Jesse. I'm still reeling from the coffee incident."
"The coffee incident?
You know what I'm talking about."
Their conversation had attracted the attention of Suitcase, who was seated at the desk next to Molly's. He was leaning forward in his chair, listening intently.
"You haven't answered my question," Molly said.
"What if I said it was a business call?"
"Then I'd most happily make it."
"And if I said it was personal?"
"Then you can make it yourself."
"Well, it's a business call."
"How do I know that?"
"Because I said so, that's how."
Molly didn't say anything.
"Have you always been such a hard case?" Jesse said.
"Only since puberty," Molly said.
Jesse looked over at Suitcase, who quickly looked away.
"Am I wearing a kick me sign or something?" Jesse said, as he headed for the door. "Quit busting my chops and make the call, will you please, Molly?"
He left the building. After he'd gone, Molly looked at Suitcase, and they both burst out laughing.